Zeb Wise, driver of the Driven to Save Lives 39 BC, on the road with Dane on WGN.
BFG's coming across the creek, Z71, headlights shining through the tree.
720 WGN, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Nope, wait, we're here high atop Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the media center with a guy who's drawing a lot of well-deserved media attention. He's the driver of the Clausen Marshall Racing BC midget car for USAC, the one and only Zeb Wise. Zeb, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you're going to be doing more of these interviews, right? You keep winning like this. And now you look at the connection. You know, we talked with Christopher Bell. We talked with Doug Bowles. We talked with people who've been a part of, brought a bunch of different styles of racing to Indianapolis to try to combine that kind of the love of the race fan and the passion for racing in general and bringing the dirt track here. You're all about it. It's been all about you. Talk a little bit about being here at Indy.
Yeah, it's very special, especially being a Hoosier boy. I'm right here in the state of Indiana. You know, it's very special to be here. I've had the privilege to race quarter midgets here. I've had the privilege to take my midget down the front straightaway. It's a pretty cool experience to not only race here, just to win here. It's awesome.
You think about the BC39 Driven to Save Lives, powered by NAS, and kind of the connections that are there. Obviously, the namesake, right, Brian Clausen, it's one of those things, the connections, like the Grand Marshals, their connections, like they have his lungs or his heart, your connection, you actually race for the team. Does it feel like, and you've been successful in a bunch of different places around here, but does it feel like there's maybe a little something, maybe a lot, something like extra here because of everything that's going on with Brian?
A lot of people don't know this, but the first time Tim and Brian actually saw me and noticed me was here at IMS. I was like 11 or 12 years old racing a quarter midget here.
So you'd only been like 8 years into your career at that point?
Yeah, I started at 5, so yeah, I was a few years into it. And we were racing here at they call it the Little Brickyard. It's a quarter midget race just over here in the parking lot. And, you know, they said if we ever need anything, stay in contact with them. And here we are just a few years later in Victory Lane IMS.
One of the, I think, most iconic sports venues of any kind, certainly in racing here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And you look at some of the people that you got to race with and against, it's one thing. You've seen them have success translating, you know, dirt track success to where they're racing, like, let's say, in the Cup Series now. Is that something, you know, beating those guys and kind of being there in this venue, does that kind of lend to you thinking, hey, you know what, maybe sooner rather than later we could be up doing that if we want to?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've had the privilege to race with Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell. So, you know, those are the two big names. Obviously, I have teammates with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So I've raced with a lot of them, and, you know, I've had the privilege to beat and race against them. So, you know, they were both in the race last night. Me and Kyle actually made some heavy contact, but, yeah. You know, that was just a racing deal. And, you know, I'm pretty happy to be able to race against them and compete with them.
Pretty big purse outside of all of the attention, the public relations value and all those kind of things. But $15,000, right? That's pretty great. Now, small teams, you know, lots of expenses. Like, how much of that do you, I mean, are you going shopping? There's a mall not too far from here.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll get half of that. The other half will go to the team. So, you know, I take home a pretty good payday for that. You know, that's something that we don't usually get as a, you know, on the USAC midget tour. Most of the USAC races only pay $3,000. So, you know, for us to be able to race for 15 and not only 15 grand to the winner, I think it was like $7,500 for second and $3,000 for third. So it pays throughout really well. And I think that means a lot to the sport.
Well, you look at, your parents, right? And towards Chicago, Angola, up towards the kind of towards Chicago, at least on the map there. And you got your parents and obviously live. Do they say to you, you know, are they like, Zeb, you know, looking forward, you may decide you want to become a dentist or something. You're going to need those dollars for maybe education, for college, put it in the college fund, or are you going to do like Eric Jones, you know, where he's actually graduating from things like at the track, right, where he puts on the cap and gown? Are there any thought, you know, where the parents are saying, hey, put this away for a rainy day?
You know, I don't.
You haven't been taking their calls. It's like new phone, who dis?
Yeah, no. They go everywhere with me. They've been a part of my career since the very beginning. Yeah. Those two, they've been with me. I think my mom has only missed like two races in my whole career, and my dad's been literally at 95% of the races. They're always there. They're always right there with me. This all wouldn't be possible without those two, and I can't thank them enough.
On the career side, just being here as someone from Indiana, it's got to be really exciting. You look at some of, you know, kind of your idols in the sport. You got like a Tony Stewart, obviously Indiana, and you got a lot of dirt track experience and all that kind of stuff. When you have opportunities to like to be with these guys, do you ask them, is there any career stuff? You obviously can teach them a thing or two on the track, but off the track as far as career wise, do you ever have those conversations?
Yeah. So, you know, one guy that hangs out in our pit a lot, you know, just because he's connected with our sprint car team that Tyler Courtney runs is Ryan Newman.
Nice.
Yeah. So Ryan was in our pits, you know, all weekend, and, you know, to get to sit down and talk with him, you know, about his career and everything. It's pretty cool to be able to do that.
So what's next? So what do you do now through the course of the rest of the weekend? You as a fan of racing from Indiana here, I think probably just being here to be able to see and experience a race, you know, like this, the Brickyard, would be exciting. But now, like in your capacity here, what do you got planned for the rest of the weekend?
Well, believe it or not, we were actually, you know, going to race tonight. But since I won last night, we made a decision to, you know, hang out here and go to the Brickyard 400 and kind of meet with some of the people here. So I'm pretty excited to do that. I'll be watching the dirt races online and be watching the Brickyard 400 from the suite, so I'm pretty excited to be here.
Wow. Last year when he won it, he didn't even have a driver's license. Now he can legally drive outside of into victory lane on the dirt track. Zeb Wise, thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited for everything that's going on. The future is so bright. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's really cool to be able to do this.